Hello and welcome to the Cricket Yorkshire podcast. I'm John Fuller and welcome to the 2024 club cricket season. We're in April and that in Yorkshire means one of two things. You're either going to be looking at the snow and thinking, what on earth is this? Or it might be sunny and warm if you're lucky. And to be honest, this year we've had, well, we haven't had snow. That's the good news, but we've had a huge amount of rain seemingly for the last 6 months, so cricket grounds are very, very wet. That's meant that cricket fixtures haven't been able to be played at the start of what is traditionally the league season here towards the end of April. And the great news is, though, but hopefully we're going to have cricket this weekend. It's looking a bit drier and not quite warmer yet, but we'll get there. So cricket is back and there is loads to talk to you about. But first off, a bit of a chat about what I've been up to last year. So there was a bit of a break in the podcast, and that's partly because I was focusing on a new cricket book. I went for the title Dales, Bales and Cricket Club Tales. And essentially it's a compilation of travel writing from the 2022 and 2023 seasons. So if you'd like to travel all over Yorkshire and learn a bit about the grassroots game from the comfort of your home, then as the author, no bias intended, this is absolutely the book for you. You can pick it up on Amazon, either as a paperback or if you prefer ebooks, there's a Kindle version too. If you search for John Fuller, you're either going to get a poet, that's not me by the way, or anything cricket related is probably going to be me. Right, that's the book plug over. Let's talk about the season and a bit about cricketyorkshire.com and the stories we've got. Top stories at the time of recording include Premier League transfers from all four Premier Leagues that I cover, an interview with a bowler called Jack Shutt, who used to play for Yorkshire and he's now moved to Harrogate Cricket Club in the ECB Yorkshire Premier League North. Plus we've got loads of discounts from our website partners on Cricket Yorkshire, so people like Sirius Cricket who do team wearing kit, Village Cricket Company for very affordable bat, Painter for cricket shoes, and others too. There's a real feel for something building too, so I really hope you check out the website. There's stories, quite a few more stories than I've done last year actually. Kept me busy over the winter months and into spring, so there's a lot going on in Yorkshire at all levels. Women and girls cricket, disability cricket, clubs, leagues, you know, all age groups. It's hugely exciting, as ever. So head over to the website and have a read, and there's all sorts for everyone. Now, something I've done recently, which has been insanely popular, is a quiz. 25 questions just to test your knowledge, or maybe just teach you a bit about clubs and leagues in Yorkshire. So if you want to hop onto the website and give that a crack, you get a chance to get your answers emailed to you. And yeah, a bit of fun, but it's been really popular and I'll certainly do more of that. So I just wanted to say a hello and a welcome back. I hope you check out the website when you get a chance and also follow along on social media. So there's Cricket Yorkshire is on Twitter or X, although I never call it X, I have to be honest. We've got a Facebook page which is always thriving week to week. And of course, I'll be bringing you more episodes here on the podcast. So that's it for this bite-sized introduction. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your cricket wherever you find it and I'll catch up soon.